I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 8:33. And next item on the agenda, we will have prayer. And if I may, we just ask the committee members to join me in the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, it.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Next is roll call, please.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts. Chair Tillman.
Here. Congressman Potts did let me know that he had an appointment that was going to prevent him from keeping his attendance here today. So, next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. The approval of minutes from September the 10th.
No objections. I move to approve the minutes from September the 10th.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say no. The motion passes. Getting back to the agenda, we have number five, a travel request. Is that correct? We have no travel. Everybody's going to stay home. Payables. We do have a Citibank card. We should have two payables in front of us. One is in the amount of $2,051.85. We would look at that just to... Transactions are all listed. Question to the clerk is, you have some numbers out here, 5320, 5520, 5460.
Those are line items that we have to note so that when we go to pay them, it shows a total of how much is to be charged to each line in our budget,
okay. Depending
on what the expenditure is.
Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to approve and pay our account due Citibank card in the amount of $2,051.85.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed say no. Motion passes. Next payable is in the amount of $4,952.33 with the transactions, which include the Osage Nation Code, 2365, and the initial supplemental totals, 2587.33, which make up the total amount of 4952.33. Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to pay, approve and pay Project 342940, the Osage Nation Code Editorial Work Website Development Services Annual Web Fees in the amount of $4,952.33.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Discussion.
Congressman Mason.
And that would be payable to the Code Publishing Company, the vendor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Seeing none, motion passes. Okay, committee. The next item on the agenda is the portrait of the 6th Osage Nation Congress. And I know we had a meeting this week. I believe it was this week, earlier in the week. No, it was last week. Today's only Tuesday. And we're at the end of one of the meetings, we pulled up the proofs of the portrait that we took first day of session up on the hill in the old chambers. And my consensus is what I heard was there were a lot of Congress members that wanted to retake the photo for very obvious reasons and various reasons. I'm one of those guys that I liked a couple of them, but apparently I don't speak for the whole group. But there is conversation they'd like to retake the photo. One reason that I heard, but it was pouring down rain. And I know some of us got there at 8:30 or 8. Can't remember what the early birds got there at 8 and had to wait an hour and a half for everybody else to get there. It was well noted that the portrait was going to take place between 8:30 and 9. Well, we didn't have people get there till 9:30, and they were soaking wet, and that's, you know, anyway, there are proofs, and those proofs I know need to be what they call them, photoshotted or whatever the magic that they do with them to try to make them look better. Did we reach out to the photographer and ask him to?
He hasn't called me back yet. I called him and left him a message.
Okay.
You know, he's pretty busy with school functions that he does.
School pictures. Uh-huh. So, committee, I'd just like to if we can make a decision here, if we want to retake the photo and schedule it for another time, I'm okay with that. Or if we want to just roll with what we have, but Congressman Mason, thank you.
I think of three things. One is we can roll with what we have. Two is to have a retake day assigned or do that. And three is to allow the photographer to do his magic and see if he could send us another proof, if you will. And clean it up and give us a better indication of what he wants to do with it. Similar to those pictures that we see on the wall. People are comfortable with what we see on the wall over there, the way it's laid out and the final that came about. And of course, we had a proof before that one too that did not look like that. But You know, I would just think those are the three things I would think we could do if we're into discussion. I don't know if we'd make a decision or not. I would like to get a get an indication or an opinion from Congresswoman Stabler, if I may ask her a woman's fine opinion.
Absolutely.
She's got a different set of lenses that she looks through at this. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
Well, after we did a forensic review pictures, I think the majority of the room wanted to do a retake. It wasn't just polishing up or brushing up or editing out. It was just the overall presence of the feature. Just nobody was really, really happy with it when we looked at it. So to speak for the women, it's, we want retakes.
Well, that's very important to us guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like remodeling a room. You know, I don't put furniture down until I, mama says, no, put it over here, put it over here, put it over here. So just, okay, that, I'd still like to maybe see what his, see what one of his final looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But on the other hand, I would only suggest, if we're still in discussion, sir, is
yes,
that
sir.
We just, pick it and do a retake. Just let's do a retake anyways, and see if that's any better than what we did in the first one. At least give us an option to look at, perhaps. And it, and if we do that, I would suggest we just send a little survey out to our members and say, you pick a day. You know, when we're not in session, you guys throw out a, or pick a week somewhere where you could be here one of those days, and then we can pick a day after that. You know, it might be, I don't
Congressman Bighorse.
I'm fine with the pictures of, that have been taken, but I understand, you know, some of the other ones, and I certainly wouldn't want to have my picture up there if I didn't like the way that it was. So I too would like to survey and see what would be a good day to do a retake if we're going to do one. But the Photoshop, that gentleman could work magic with it and come up with a good product. I don't know.
Well, I think our clerk has already made contact with him. He's pretty good. I've known him for a while. He is a busy man, and he'll get back with you. And once he understands what we're really looking for, you know, just do your magic on it and send us another round. And that's one thing. And then secondly, I think we'll go ahead. I would like to go ahead and schedule a retake, or just make a decision we are going to have a retake and not schedule it yet until we get everybody's.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate the discussion. And I too am one that, I remember back in my day, I thought something was good, and my grandma would say, no, that's not good. I'd say, well, okay. and to yield to the women on this Congress, I get that. I understand it. The only question that I have is that, what is the cost associated? We've spent some money. This guy showed up for 2 hours, set up his umbrellas and lights, and had all of his cameras, and he waited there for, and after the picture, I'm assuming it's probably 2 hours worth of his time. And when we talk about a retake, he's still going to charge us for that first session. And do we know how much that was?
I'm not positive how much the sitting fee is. It's going to be minimal. If we ask him to Photoshop and spend time trying to fix that portrait to give us what a final would look like, that's going to cost us, because that's going to be quite a bit of time to fix all the things that I've heard Congress members say they didn't like about it. That will be an expense. But if you're just talking a sitting fee, the sitting fee is going to be minimal, and he'll probably give you a break as long as you call him back and he's the one that's coming back to do the...
Right. When you say minimal, what?
I want to say maybe $75. I mean, it's not a huge expense.
That's pretty minimal for
And we should 75 divided by 12. which would be not very much money. But anyway, it's okay. It sounds to me like we just need to pick a day, survey the Congress, what would be a better time for them, and contact him, let him know we're going to redo it. We don't know when, but as soon as we know. And we got to ask him what works for him.
Right. You
know, he may be doing weddings or events, school, who knows. He may be, it may be up to him when he decides. So I can reach out to him with the help of the clerk and try to schedule something to get the retake.
One of the ideas in Congress in the past is that if we got something really nice, it's also applicable to a Christmas card from Congress too.
Mm-hmm.
We did that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Getting close.
I think, I can't remember who one of the members was. And the next time we'll probably all get together is either in another special session or Christmas or something of that nature. So we'll proceed with the idea of retake. Just retake the picture. So do I need a motion or anything to do that? Or
no.
We'll just do that. So any more discussion on the portrait of the sixth Osage Nation Congress?
Listening to Madam Clerk, I think setting another date and going this route is going to save us some money, because Photoshop does get expensive.
Yeah.
It can.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how they do that, but I'm sure it's not cheap. So, anything else? We will move on to item number 8. Item number 8 is the audio visual proposal. We had a motion in our last meeting from Congressman Potts, and I'll read the motion to direct me to fulfill a request for proposal for transferable audio visual recording and streaming systems in the congressional chambers. If no acceptable bid is received by October 1, 2018, the second speaker is directed to negotiate. And I think that's the key word. Negotiate the proposal and begin work with Corey's Audio Visual per the proposal dated August 28, 2018. If we do have subsequent bids and they are received, the second speaker is directed to schedule another congressional affairs meeting for review. The motion was taken and passed 3 yeas, 2 nays. So I talked to Tammy Leeper last week, and there was a company that came down. I think those that were here recall there were a couple of gentlemen, I believe, and she was walking them around, and they were taking measurements and looking at the building here, and then they went away. And when I talked to Tammy last week, they still had not gotten their proposal back in yet, which she said wasn't unusual. But as of that time, she has not notified me and let me know that here's the other proposal from this group. There were two others that inquired about the audiovisual supplying it for the chambers, and they have yet to even call and set up an appointment to come down here. And Clark, is there anything else that you know?
No.
So that's kind of, and it's kind of looking like, since unless we get the proposal in from the second group that was down here, but right now today it's looking like when October 1 comes that we're going to have to make a move if we want to, which brings up another conversation. About, and we've had this conversation, because the price tag on the audio visual to come down here to make it more, or make it better for our constituents that listen and our constituents that that watch, price tag on that is $60,000. Mm. That's To me, that's a lot of money. I grew up with an AM radio, but $60,000 is a lot of money. And we're having conversations right now about relocating this Congress to another location, which I am all for. And we have the beginning monies already appropriated. So it's not new monies we're appropriating. This is, so the money's already been appropriated, $900,000 to start the construction, the designs, and the plans for legislative chambers. And I was just thinking, within those monies and within that building, would that also maybe include an audiovisual in that price tag? Because we're going to have to transfer this equipment to the new location. And when I talk to Corey on October 1st, I want to make really, really sure that we have something in writing, because right now we don't have anything in writing that says if it doesn't work. Someone said, well, he said if it doesn't work, then he'll make it work at no cost, or then we get it for something for free. But I didn't see anything like that in the contract. So committee, just comments. Congressman Mason.
Yeah, we're open for comments. I'm thinking, firstly, is it, I'll keep this germane, but you mentioned, and I agree with you, and I think we all do, that we build us a new facility someplace up here on the campus once we get started with that. But somewhere is a project date, ending date. We need to have it done by this time, whether it's 2 years, 24 months, 36 months, we'll have a new someplace. Question is, can we delay, can we wait and just purchase then all of our audiovisual to fit our new site? Because if we're moving out of here and we get stuff engineered for this room, doesn't mean it's going to fit our new room or even be necessary, $60,000 worth of new stuff moving to another place. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out since we're discussing. There's another gentleman here in Pawhuska who might be a key person, and I'll share his name because his wife works for the tribe. Her name is Brenda Brunger, and his name is Earl Brunger. And Earl is a professional musician, and we both were at one time, Earl still. But these musicians, as Earl, they know a lot of sound people. They know a lot of studios, they know a lot of things. And I would think maybe a call to Brenda or to Earl, Earl Flash Chunk of Brunger, as I know him. It might be a thought, you know, here locally, that might be a source for at least a contact. And he might know some other, like I said, audio people, visual people that I don't know about. And I don't know any.
Worth calling. Worth calling. Congresswoman Stable.
I just have a couple of comments. Something I've learned probably since this last discussion is that I guess our sound goes out at periods and people can't hear, or they come back and they can't ever get back on. Once they've gotten off the feed, they can't get back on the feed. Now that can be because of population, but for the most part, it's just that the sound just cuts out. And so the people that told me said it's happened like 3 times this month. I think a lot of that is because it must be a few years old. It's run by that computer over there, and
it is.
You can't see it while session is going on to see if there's any interruptions in it. So I just wanted to bring that to the table. And then also that we are dealing with a lot of echo and stuff in here for a sound system. I would hope with these sound people, maybe Earl can tell us, that sound systems are adjustable. It's not just one can work. So just like the clinic, we're hoping all that new equipment goes in the new clinic. You know, that's the plan right now. So it has to be accommodated. You have to accommodate that equipment. So the same thing, maybe we could accommodate the sound system that comes in. We hope for a bigger, better room. We hope for no echo. We hope that, you know. So anyway, just for those, I'm good with the opinion of this committee if they choose to wait or go ahead.
Congressman Mason.
We're just still talking discussion a bit.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking this, correct me if I'm wrong, this system here is not really our system, is it not? Or does that belong to the nation?
It belongs to the nation.
Belongs to the nation, and the operators that work that, and I know we have various hands that touch and move things. And, you know, if you have one radio station, you got 6-7 people coming in to do the radio, they're going to change stations on you sometimes. And that's just kind of normal, I think, you know, that I've seen different operators, not our secretaries, but different people up here running things. I don't know if any of that is here, or it's wherever this signal goes to the main frame, or and then goes out up on the hill or something in our main IT area. I don't know why or what the cause is for that. And I don't have the answer. I'm just throwing that out because and Shauna knows. She's, I'm sure everything is set. Don't ask me to mess with that because I don't want to. I said, Shauna, come fix this thing and make it work. And I don't know, just what do you, may I ask Shauna, what do you think, what about this animal that we have here?
This animal that we have currently is not, I mean, you guys all know that technology has advanced very quickly, and what we have is, we're doing the best with it that we can, but it is not ideal. And the system that was presented to the committee and the proposal would eliminate the soundboard. The soundboard, in order for it to be optimal, would mean that someone would need to stand there and be listening with headphones and be listening to every meeting and adjusting sound the whole time, through the whole meeting, for every microphone as people are speaking. And we don't have the manpower to do that. We don't have the ability to do that. So they adjust them as best they can, and they leave them set there. But it's like we had talked before, me sitting away from the table is probably not ideal right now because the microphones are not geared towards that. The system that is being proposed makes those adjustments on its own. It's got the software built into it to make those adjustments on its own. It has sound, it has white noise canceling built into it. It has different things software-wise that will fix those things before it goes out. As far as losing connection, some of that has to do with how many people are on the internet at the time, with and things like that. I know that I've been listening to meetings sometimes, and all of a sudden the sound cuts out, and I can look and it says it's buffering. I can refresh my internet connection and then click to restart it, and it'll come back on. It just, sometimes it's just the connection, and that's not something that we can control. But as far as the actual sound and people being able to hear when you're speaking and setting the microphones and canceling out white noise and things like that, they do have software that will fix that. So what is proposed would eliminate the sound system, the sound board itself, because the software would take care of increasing volume when it needs to and picking up those sounds that it needs to pick up. So, I mean, I'm not the techie person, but I know Mark Kirk from IT was here when the presentation was given, and he was excited. He was extremely excited. And Don was here when the presentation was given by the individual that made the proposal. And as far as him talking to us and finding out what our needs were and what the complaints had been, and they were just both really excited. And the individual that came down here after Tammy Leeper put it out there again, the one individual that has come back, said that everything that Corey's audiovisual had discussed was what he would be proposing as well, because all of that was spot on for the room, and it would all be able to be moved. So that's all I know.
Congressman Mason.
So just going back to to Sean is, I remember Mark and Don being here, and I don't remember seeing their excitement, but I'm thinking that with those proposals and the sound people coming through here, you know, if we were to invest that kind of money to get whatever it is that we need, I'm assuming that with that excitement from Mark and them, that it would be compatible with IT mainframe up here. Thank you.
Just a comment, I guess, now. Right now, everybody, it sounds like everyone can hear us other than the connection, the losing the connection to be able to hear us. And that, like Shannon said, that's beyond our control right now. So I don't know that we need to invest $60,000 until we get up there. But on the flip side of that, if they do have it in their contract that it is, you know, it can be placed in here and moved up there, and guarantee that it will work, you know, both places, then I'm fine with that too.
Thank you, Congressman. And here's Congressman Mason.
Along with that is, you know, should we in time invest that amount of money for a sound system, audio system that'll work and be compatible here to do what we want it to do here immediately, next number of months that we're here, and yet be engineered so that it can go into a new place, which we have no design for yet. I suppose that would be part of your negotiation with them, mm-hmm. that it would be a doable thing that could be convertible, if you will, top up or top down, it's still going to run type thing.
That's the one thing that I think in the last meeting I said is if, you know, a new facility and we've got a $60,000 sound system over there in the closet because it didn't work. But Congresswoman Staple.
Well, let's look at it from a budgetary standpoint too. If you have the money in the budget right now, if you don't use it for the sound system, is there a way to secure the money to use it for later? Or are there other things that could be procured now, getting ready to go to a new building? I'm assuming there's going to be furniture needs and, you know, storage needs and all that kind of stuff too. So sometimes I think of budgets in that way. What can I accomplish in the next, you know, 3 or 5 years to get me to that ultimate goal?
Thank you. We did encumber the funds for this sound system out of 2018. Even though time will pass, window closes, we'll still have that $60,000 encumbered funds for this. And it's easy, I think, it's easy to say, well, let's just do it, $60,000 in here and hope it works and we move on and everything. The people that are dissatisfied, I asked Dawn Haney, I said, how many people listen? How many people listen? She says, well, it varies. She goes, some days we'll have 10, some days we'll have 30, some days we'll have 19. She goes, the biggest days are your opening day of session, and there may be, she can supply us with the numbers. So the ones that are having trouble listening and hearing, we have 21,000 members out there, and I know some of them don't count because they're little and they can't turn everything on. But to solve a problem that takes $60,000, how many people really are we satisfying for that amount of money? And I'm, you know, when there's only 10 people one day listening to a committee meeting, it's really hard to justify to me, but. Something to think about, Congressman Pratt.
I was just saying, since this discussion started, I've had 5 people tell me they can hear just fine. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when we come in and we say it, you know, oftentimes it can be to our dissatisfaction. We're like, well, everyone's telling me, you know, that this is what's going on. But I've literally had 5 people say that I can hear fine. Now, some people are more soft-spoken than others, but there were no complaints that they can hear. So.
Well, thank you for your comment.
Everybody can kind of pull it closer and speak up. And
even when I leave and go home and there's education or culture committee that I'm not on, and if I have to run home, I'll pull it up on my laptop and I can hear it just fine.
Right.
And I can see it just fine. But that's me, Congresswoman Staver.
I think I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, you know, having said that, it's just one of those things where that's a big ticket item to me, $60,000. If we're going to make the move, and I pray that it doesn't take us years to be able to do that, because my motivation is to move out of here as quickly as possible so we can start earning some money, some sort of economic development, and capture the opportunity that sits right outside the front door. If we sit here and make it difficult for 2 years, and here we go, and it's just, you know, I would hope that we can move forward, pick out a location, start the construction, the planning, the design, the development, and let's make more money here so we can do more things for Osage people. So I will wait until this time passes, till this time comes, October 1st, that deadline comes, and possibly call, because we'll have to meet Congressional Affairs anyway to pay payables and bills and those kinds of things, and we'll get together after that time frame and discuss further what it is that we want to do. Is that's okay with the committee? Anything else about the audio-visual proposal? Seeing none, next item on the agenda is OFPR. OFPR. We've talked about this, I think, in the last two Congressional Affairs Committee meetings. And I think we have a budget for it. Budget's been reduced. I think it was introduced by Congressman Potts. The law says we have to have the Office of OFPR. That's what the law says. And I know there's other Congress people that have made, well, we've been this far without them, and it's work. I don't know if it's working or not, but it's an expensive office to have, but we're required by law to have it. It is an oversight for government operations and what those programs do. We all remember well when it was up and running. And they would come to the Congress and they would give us their detailed reports. And I always found it very helpful. I found it frustrating, though, that the repeated findings, the deficiencies that they would find in an office or a program at the Osage Nation, finding number one, two, and three over a year and a half period of time were still being committed and nothing was ever done about it. But there's no consequence. I'm okay with the office, the OFPR, but I think there does need to be some changes. There needs to be some consequences. But committee, I'll open it up for discussion, and your comments would be very appreciated. Congressman Mason.
Well, I was present when we birthed that entity and created a law. But here we are in 2018, and you know, we have that power here to amend that law, adjust that law, rewrite the law, make it go away, and redo it, and because we learn from our mistakes. Well, shame on us for not being able to do that. But I don't know what it is yet. We can have OFPR do, and then we in turn react to whatever the findings may be, and. Those are some of the things perhaps a subcommittee could deal with, or this whole committee could deal with. I agree that, yeah, we do need the OFPR office that belongs to us. They belong to the Congress. They work for us. They do our work for us. They're our eyes and ears that have oversight capabilities on a daily basis when we're not here every day. And again, if they have findings, we need to react to it. And then what happens? That's the part. You know, what happens after that? We just haven't got that down in print yet, and we should, and we will. I think this Congress will probably react to that, and our members will. That's forthcoming. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congresswoman Staver.
Well, I agree with all that Congressman Mason said. However, we've got something new that's come up. This is just my opinion, strictly my opinion. Mm-hmm. We've been working on these LLCs, having meeting after meeting after meeting about the history of them and what's happened with them and the downfall that everybody feels that they have shared in the result of. So for me, if we were to take this OFPR position and, you know, I always use the illustration, car seats in and car seats out. That's basically what programs are. And we can kind of feel like, well, we don't need that much oversight on that end of it anymore. I think we do need someone to aid us and help us with the LLCs and in keeping tabs, keeping monitoring on them. Now, they've got to set up their own monitoring processes, and they're doing that. So the legislation we just passed is to help correct that. But if this is going to be our charge, again, to continue to have to work with them to see that they're appropriating money, I'd like to be able to know that things are running well over there. So in my own personal vision, this could be that monitor for Congress to be working with the monitors from the LLCs and maybe have that information filtered out. I haven't spent much time here, so I don't have all the full history, but that's what I'm thinking in my mind right now, to continue with it, and reduction is good.
Congressman Mason.
I concur with that idea in thinking that, you know, perhaps we need to focus and say, well, OFPR, this is our priorities. You go do this, and do this, and do this, and the other kinds of things come in other kinds of reports, but our focus is going to be on these particular components that we're delegated to by the people to oversee their money, the Osage money, Osage Nation money, and we have that charge. And maybe that would be another set of eyes for us, is the OFPR, to oversee these movements, if you will, of our components out there. Just a thought, but
thank
I concur. Congressman
Stadium. It's a good idea. Thank you, Congressman. Congressman
Bighorst. Yeah, it did. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is a good idea. I'm just wondering, to rebirth it, do we need to restaff it at the level it was, or should we start off with maybe one or two employees, and then if we need to grow from there, then that could be in the future. But to kind of hold our bills down and our expenditures, I think it'd be a good start.
Thank you, Congressman.
I concur with that thought, too. It's a good idea.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. So that is a thought, like we discussed not long ago, that at one point, the Congress agreed to it, but it was a request by the Gaming Enterprise Board and the commission, and how they tasked one member of OFPR, one of their employees, to monitor the construction. So they were going over there weekly and keeping up with all that construction, because that was one of the recommendations that the commission had given at the end when Ponca and Skytook construction was over with. They had some suggestions of this is what they would have done differently, this is how it could have been, this is what some of the problems were. And so OFPR took that information, and that's why it was someone tasked with moving along with the construction at the gaming at the Tulsa Casino. So, but that did take, I don't know, they kind of acted like it took someone away. I don't know how much time they had to spend. I do know that they went to a weekly meeting, but then it kind of pulled that person away from their ongoing audits and whatnot. But they were also down a couple of people because, you know, we had a few people leaving to go to Tallgrass at that time. So, or Bluestem first, then Tallgrass, and I don't know. Anyways, so, but I do agree with it. I think I would say that this committee, in being charged with figuring all this out, and this has been ongoing, this committee, but always congressional affairs. And there are different reasons. You know, I think there was at one time even a subcommittee formed and was like supposed to kind of overhaul this. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we didn't meet. But, you know, there were, someone said, well, let's not meet. I'm going to come with, you know, what it should look like, and we'll work from that. Okay, so we didn't do that. So at this point, I'm like, we're not pointing fingers. We just haven't done it. So I would say, because it needs to be done and we are tasked with it, I would keep OFPR on every agenda moving forward so that we commit to getting this done, because it really, really needs to. We are planning on keeping that money in the budget to, some money in the budget to move forward. But I think as far as the reporting, that there, it really being really needs to be looked at and overhauled. It's something that's going to be beneficial to us as a Congress, but as well the executive branch as well. So I think that we're going to have to communicate with them a lot. And I know at one time they were very open to that and said that I think those conversations need to take place, how it would be beneficial for, because, you know, some well, on this end, and there's, what is the penalty and what can we do about it? Because so we need them as well to be on board and getting that good reporting for both of us, so that they can improve on their end, so that's helpful to them. So I think that we would need to come together. And but I also think that, as far as the LLCs, or I don't know, I guess others, but that's our big thing right now. And I think that would be beneficial to have someone there. And that also gives them a, you know, there's times like you come away from me, because as different Congress members attend many different, I attend many different board meetings. And, you know, I feel like I try to do a good job of just giving, I talk too much actually, you know, and I give you the blow by blow, like the wind was blowing, the sun was, you know, over, slightly over. So I'm a little too detailed. That's just me by nature and what I used to do in my profession. And so, but it can be annoying, I know, that I can give you the blow by blow. But I just feel like I'm giving you everything as though you were there. And that's, at times that can be helpful, you know, and because I just tell you everything the way it is, happened there at that meeting. And then you can decide whatever you want, you know, because then there are times, you know, I don't want the meeting according to this member, especially when someone may have tunnel vision on how, you know, how things are going. So anyways, and see, this is a perfect example of how I'm giving you the blow by blow. But I'm just saying, so if we had that, you know what I mean? It's different personalities in Congress. And so if we had that person who is, you know, neutral in the situation, then they would be beneficial to us in simply reporting. Because although many of us go to several different board meetings, we don't always come back and like, okay, let me, you know, I've attended almost every gaming meeting, unless there's a session going on at Gaming Enterprise in the last 4 years, you know, but I don't ever really, I'll tell you if you want to know, but I don't come back and report to the Commerce Committee and say, you know, in case anyone missed it, here's what happened at the last board meeting. But if we had that person, that's what they could do and report to all of us. And like I said, from a neutral position, just oversight position. So I think that would be a good thing. So point is, it's up to us. And so I think we need to keep OFPR on every agenda moving forward so that we commit to getting this done and also get with the executive branch on how it would be beneficial to both branches. So.
Okay. Thank you. Congressman Mason.
I've always enjoyed and
setting deadlines. I like to work with a deadline. Start here and somewhere at the end. And I'm thinking that we as charged with this as a Congressional Affairs Committee, Congressional Affairs being exactly that, we're in-house. We do stuff for Congress with this committee. And I'm thinking that we've been talking about what they do and haven't talked about who, but I'm thinking of the whole component. Can we come up with, or can we begin thinking about, we want to have OFPR up and running by end of October, end of November, giving ourselves 60 days to get it done, 90 days to get it done, somewhere, and that'd be our goal, is to have OFPR open and staffed and boom, ready to go with one person, two people, whatever. Maybe that's what we think about for next meeting, you know, just set that up. Mm-hmm. And then let everybody know by December 15th or whatever, we're gonna have it up and going. I don't know, that's just a thought. Mm-hmm. Throwing that out for our consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Did you have your hand?
Congressman Big Horse.
One more thing. Occupancy space, where are we gonna put them?
Yeah, something else.
I appreciate the commentary, the dialogue. It's very, very helpful to me, and each one of you bring very valuable insight to this office, because by law, yeah, we were supposed to be staffed with this, and it serves a purpose. Mm-hmm. And good points all the way around, but we don't have an office. We don't have any employees. I kind of look at it too as kind of like the coach of a baseball team or something. Hire that head coach first and then let him staff it with who he feels will be beneficial as well. But then we have to have a job description, and we have to have something. We have one. We have a current job description. Has it changed? Has it been? Does it need to be modified? Does it need to be looked at? So that would be something that I think, to be able then to work with HR to be able to post the position to meet a deadline, we would have to look at that job description as a committee and make sure it's something that we feel is comprehensive with what we want for the position. Congressman Mason.
I'm just going to share another thought regarding the job description, paperwork, and terminology that Congressman Big Horse mentioned. Is that if we're looking at rebirthing, if you will, this whole concept, job description, the whole thing, perhaps it's up to us as committee members, firstly, to review the law to begin with. Let's review the law, sentence by sentence and whatever. That's our charge on this committee. And if it's rebirthing, it probably needs to come from this committee as some sort of report to the Congress that we gonna alter or suggest or make motion to change this or that. And we'd be the eyes and ears to start that process. And that's what Congressional Affairs does. That's what our job is.
Thank you, Congressman. And I'll task the committee with the responsibility of going, and I guess we could send it to in an email, couldn't we, to the committee members of what the law actually says. Is there a way to do
just
that?
The law.
It's in somewhere. I've read it. It's embedded somewhere. Or at least give you
a black book.
Tell you where it is, what section.
Yeah.
So that way, and then at the next committee meeting, we could come and review what the law actually says, and possibly even get the old job description and mm-hmm. get it to you all as well. Congresswoman mm-hmm. Pratt.
I agree with that. I wrote down the bill, the job description, policy, and samples of reportings, because I don't even know if every member has seen the reports mm-hmm. and their mm-hmm.
forms.
And that's something that I would think that needs to really, really be.
Did you get that?
Much more detail, for sure, mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. reporting. I do not want to use the word simplistic, but they kind of, you know, are. Not that they should be hard to read, but it's just missing. It was missing mm-hmm. a lot.
I'll put that on the next Congressional Affairs agenda with OFPR, Congresswoman.
Can I ask Congresswoman Pratt to go through your list again, starting with your bill?
Bill and a copy of the job descriptions, the policy, and policy and procedures of OFPR, and then the reports, like some samples of past reports.
Good.
So we can all kind of take a look at those and just know what it is we're talking about. Because like I said, I think some members may have not even seen OFPR reports, you know, their quarterly reports or an annual plan. Actually, they have not annual plan, but what's the program plan. Yeah, mm-hmm. Annual program plan. Ooh, okay, yeah, program plan.
Ooh.
They're like, oh yeah,
they
do that.
Good, we're going to get this going.
All right, committee, anything else with regards to OFPR? If not, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I just request that something be on the next agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just take it? Congressional coins. It's something that that governments do, but we've been talking a lot about the coins, and I've actually had some, the memorial, Veterans Memorials doing coins, and it's, I don't know about in the governments, but I know it's a big thing in the military, but I do know that I've had some soldiers, veterans tell me that it would be nice to receive one from our government. So it's something that I wanted to discuss, look at samples of it maybe discuss, and if it's totally out, that's fine, but it's something also that would be kind of neat for us to have.
So be it. We'll do it. Put it on the agenda. Congressman Mason.
Can you bring examples with you when you say that? Because I don't know if they're worth a nickel or a quarter.
Nope.
Or...
Ours will be worth.
It will be added to the agenda, and I will turn the floor over to you with your detailed dialogue. I know you'll bring it.
All right.
Committee, anything else before? Chair would entertain a motion. Adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned. Okay. Thank you.